It's time for another season of magnificent music brought to us by the El Paso Pro Musica. This year's season kicks off with a performance next week at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. The Pro Musica presents the Grammy Award-winning Ying String Quartet with Zul Bailey in celebration of their newest CD release, Reimagined, Schumann and Beethoven. Here to tell us all about the upcoming season is El Paso Pro Musica's Executive Director, Felipa Solis. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Felipa.
It's wonderful to be here on this great campus and, of course, right here at KTEP.
And you've got quite the season for us.
I have been running and gunning, needless to say, because we're starting off with a big bang, and we're going to keep that bang going throughout the season. The Ying String Quartet, as you mentioned, won a Grammy last year, and they're absolutely marvelous. They've been to El Paso before, and they have collaborated a great deal with Zul Bailey. Most of them are professors at the Eastman School of Music, and so they're connected the way Zul is to education and performance as well. But together, they make beautiful music together. And so we're going to celebrate their newest release, which is Reimagined, Schumann and Beethoven. And it's just absolutely exquisite music. And it will be a great opportunity because there's three different concerts where people can come and meet the artists. Our first evening is Friday, September 30th at Wine Attitude. And it's going to be a CD release party where it will be fabulous fun, music, and meeting the artists, getting your CD signed, and being part of the action that way. On October 1st, we come back right here to UTEP at Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, and there's a performance at 7:30, and then on Sunday in Las Cruces at 2 p.m. at the Rio Grande Theater. So they will have a busy, busy weekend. I forgot to mention, on Monday, they go to Carrizozo, New Mexico for Carrizozo Music. So they're going to be around the region.
So how did the Ying Quartet and Zul come together?
Well, since Zul travels so much and he comes across so many great artists, he worked with them and collaborated with them in concerts. And that's when they decided to record. And since he's our ambassador of goodwill for El Paso, he said, why won't you come see us again? And they couldn't wait. Not only do they enjoy the hospitality and the great Mexican food, but they wanted the opportunity to be able to come here and perform regionally and touch everyone, because that's really what El Paso Pro Musica is all about, is the accessibility to the music. Mm-hmm. It's not just concerts, it's classrooms, it's hospitals, it's visiting people in so many different avenues to allow music not only to inspire and delight and entertain, but to teach and to heal and to soothe. And so they like a piece of that excitement. And so they couldn't say no to that offer.
And speaking of accessibility, because I was on your website doing my research, you make it really easy to get tickets to these performances.
Absolutely. The tickets are very affordable. $25 for adults, $20 for senior and military, and the best part is only $5 for students. So all students, no matter how young, how old, can enjoy a concert for $5. So we hope that that inspires a lot of people to even sponsor kids, make kids a part of the whole concert experience, because mm-hmm. there's one thing going to the schools, but when you actually can live it and see it firsthand, that's really very, very special. So we want as many young people to do that as possible.
And to have that opportunity to then talk to the musicians after a performance is
absolutely
so important.
Absolutely, and have that one-on-one. We have a beautiful relationship with our Department of Music here at UTEP, whereby all of the artists who come here perform master classes for the students here. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost a recruitment incentive to where you can work with people from the Juilliard String Quartet, from the Ying String Quartet. We have amazing artists coming in this season, and for them to be able to just kind of drop what they're doing and say, you know, we want to focus on students and help them learn and grow. And when you have kids here who are looking at careers in 21st century in classical music, here are the greatest inspirations they could possibly have to say, yes, you can do this. And they do, and they can. So it's very, very special.
So you've got quite the season for us. You're starting off with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
And then in November, you've got the Young Artist Development Series. Will you tell us about that?
Absolutely. We began a collaboration with Johns Hopkins University and the Peabody Institute of Music last year.
This is another one of Zuhl's connections,
one
right?
of Zuhl's connections, because Zuhl attended Peabody, mm-hmm. and he was also their outstanding acts. And he said, what if we can get doctoral music students to come to our region for at least a week, immerse themselves in schools, help, teach, coach, and then do concerts at the same time. So they're not only helping young people, they're helping their own careers as well, mm-hmm. and trial by learning and doing. So this year, we're really going out of the box, and it's the Marquee Brass is coming in.
Oh, how fun.
Five brass players, horn players, and they're coming in and they do a bevy of things from Leonard Bernstein on down. And it's very accessible. And I think it's going to be fun because we have great relationships with kids in strings departments. But now we're going into a whole different section. So now we're working with the band kids and it's beautiful. It's really something. So we're going to have these guys all over El Paso and Las Cruces and hitting schools, hitting hospitals, making a difference through their music, but out of the box.
That sounds like you'll definitely have a few packed houses. I mean, just, you know, based on the audience and who you're inspiring and the excitement that's already there with
right.
band kids, you know, that's quite a feat.
It certainly is. It's a lot of fun.
So February, you've got
Nava Perlman, who is the daughter of the famed Itzhak Perlman, and she's doing a musical memoir. She's remembering her father's gift that he gave her because she's been playing professionally since she's a child. And so now she's kind of looking back and taking people on kind of a musical joyride. But between November and February, we have our Chamber Music Festival
of course,
in January.
We can't forget about it every
Absolutely.
January.
Absolutely. So we try to take the area by storm by doing all sorts of things. This year, we're going to do these Twilight Tours where we're doing intimate concerts in kind of cool settings, even, you know, restaurants, places like that where you wouldn't expect to see a string quartet. But we're going to do that just to make things different and jazz it up a little bit. And of course, we always do box lunch and we have those free concerts. We show classical films. We want to make the community have that, again, that accessibility is our key behind the whole program.
And those box lunches are at the Museum of Art.
Right. Again, a great collaboration because the Museum and Cultural Affairs Department has so much going on in the community from their farmers markets on down. And we try to participate as much as we can to say, here we are. Here's the music. We're doing it for you. It's, you know, very, very special, but it has to be a part of everyone's life. And any way we can touch people through their schools, through open kind of music nights. We want to be able to do that.
And the beauty of our chamber festival is that you get all your snowbirds, right? So you get all
Absolutely.
Sorts of fun talent from your colder regions.
Yes, our colder regions. I mean, we have people from all over the world coming in because it's going to be in the 60s here in El
right.
Paso. And so it's kind of fun since Zuhl is the artistic director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and they have a winter's classic in Anchorage where he has literally thrown coffee up in the air and he has video of it just kind of disintegrating because
oh
it's so
gosh.
Cold. And all of these people get to come down. But we also get a lot of tourists who say, hey, January is the place to be when the weather is warm and the concerts are equally as hot.
That's right. That's right. Okay, moving on. So then we pick up the season in March.
Right.
And you've got Paul Jacobs.
Yes, Paul Jacobs is a Grammy Award winning classical organist. And he's the only organist to win a Grammy. And he's going to come and he'll be at the Church of St. Clement in March. And he will be doing an amazing concert of his works with solo organ. So it's going to be really intense, very Phantom of the Opera.
So do you use St. Clement's organ or does
yes.
he bring his own? Because
no,
I can't imagine traveling with such
no,
an instrument.
No, I mean, it's hard enough for Zuhl with his cello, but
right.
an organ would you need a few seats on an airplane.
A semi-truck
you know
or
mean?
Something.
Right. And so he comes to his own entourage. But the St. Clement organ, the Church of St. Clement organ is quite beautiful. So I think it will work very well and that kind of a setting for the concert and big Bach and it will just be boom.
Cool.
And then we end with an incredibly amazing cellist named Stephen Isserlis, who is from England, who is known for his fire and dynamic performances. And he is also an award-winning musician who is very well known around the world, performs at Wigmore Hall in London very frequently, Carnegie Hall. He is really, truly one of the top in the world. And so it'll be wonderful to have him too. And again, all of these artists are going to be working with students. And that's the most beautiful part of Pro Musica, is that we can engage not only, again, in the concert hall, but everywhere else from the classroom and beyond.
So if you want to catch any or all of the shows, the best place is your website.
The website at eppm.org. Go there. You can get season tickets or individual tickets. If you do get season tickets, there are special discounts, so that kind of makes things easier for you. You can also call our office at 915-833-9400, and we can guide you to where you need to be with what concert may be the one that you can't live without.
And speaking of that, you can also get tickets to the festival now, right?
Absolutely. You can get everything online now.
So you can get your season tickets, you can get your festival tickets, and you can just be set.
You can be set. We've got packages for El Paso, Las Cruces, and El Paso and Las Cruces. We also, as we mentioned earlier, we do great collaborations with the El Paso Museum of Art. And we kind of kicked that off earlier, later this summer, with a special tribute to Picasso and music of the time. And it was really structured really excitingly. And so the music that you're going to hear this year is incredible. And kudos also to the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. We have a great collaboration with them that we do every January. And a Grammy Award winning guitarist is coming in for that, playing the music of Rodrigo. So there's Bach, there's Beethoven, there's Schumann, but there are also some incredible composers in between, and even new music that makes a little something for everyone attainable.
Well, thank you so much, Felipa, for giving us the rundown on your season and on the festival and all the fun activities that are coming around. We all have time to get our tickets, season tickets.
Yes.
To check out the El Paso Pro Musica season, which kicks off September 30th.
Right.
And we'll just keep on going.
We'll keep on going. And you'll be seeing a lot of us, because you'll see us in your schools and in your neighborhoods. And we'll just pop up with great music when you least expect it.
Excellent. Today, my guest has been Felipa Solis from the El Paso Pro Musica. Thank you so much.
Thank you.